I'd like now to welcome Fran Hardy. She's producer of the documentary film The Earth Chronicles Project, The Artist Process, New Mexico, which screens tonight at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And she's curator of the accompanying exhibition that will be at the Santa Fe Art Institute through the 17th of May. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Great to be here.
So you basically, Earth Chronicles, you are working with and documenting artists who are in some way looking at engaging with the earth locally.
Yes, and actually not just artists. We interview all kinds of passionate individuals. The exhibition is, of course, made up of the artists that we interview in the documentary, but we also interview different people that work with ecology and culture
right.
in the state of New Mexico and its connection to art.
Now, this is one in a series of Earth Chronicles projects that you have done.
Yes, we're doing them all over the country as we raise money in a different region. Then we go to that region. We get sponsorship from museums and private donations, grants, etc.
And what's the sort of overall vision of this?
Well, the vision is that we want to show passionate individuals who are using art, ecological sustainability, and cultural preservation to keep what's important about their state alive. And we feel that all three of these are intricately connected, and without one, you can't have the other. And we want to inspire people to realize that in their own little sphere of influence that they can find something they're passionate about that can make a difference. I feel like there's just such a barrage of bad news all the time that I know I feel overwhelmed, and I feel like I can't do, can I do anything to make a difference? So we're trying to show people that they can.
And you're working against federal bureaucracy that's really hard to work with, and fossil fuel lobbies and subsidies and all of these things. And the reality is, or the possible reality is, that individuals and small groups working all over the country are doing things that agencies, big agencies and governments cannot do.
Yes, and on that small scale, they can actually get something done in their region and feel like something can be achieved. Yeah, and if they're not dealing with all the bureaucracy, they're finding ways, and we really want to show people that there are ways and be inspired to find their way creatively.
So how did you start your process of gathering people together to make this film in New Mexico?
Okay, well, I always sit down for at least 2 to 3 months before we're even going to go into production on the documentary. First, I look at fundraising. Can we find supporters for the region that we're in? We start with South Florida. We had support through National Endowment for the Arts, Florida Division of Cultural Affairs, Florida Arts Council, and the Fusner Art Museum to do it there. In Oklahoma, we had the support of the Mabee Guerra Museum of Art, who was our sponsor. And then here, we got a grant from New Mexico Arts Council, NEA, and New Mexico Division of Cultural Affairs. So they were our sponsors, and also private donations. It's always... fundraising is always the big challenge.
But and then?
Then I sit down, once I feel that we can do this in this region and we'll have sufficient funds, I sit down and I do a lot of research, just like I'm sure you do for your program, on who and what is happening in that region and what really excites me. So it's great for me because it gives me a chance to curate and pursue what I'm passionate about in this area. And I'm also an environmental artist, so my work is also included in one way or another in the program, but we go all over, in New Mexico, for instance, all over the state. We've worked a lot with the Nature Conservancy because we really like their projects across the country. So the Gila and Mimbres Preserve will be featured in this one. And then I look for artists that I think are doing exciting things for the environment and talking about the environment in New Mexico. So we've got quite a long roster of artists and other people involved in art, ecology, and culture across the state of New Mexico.
And KSFR's own Lauren Camp is one of them.
She is, yes. Lauren's wonderful.
Artist.
Yes. So, and Lauren is so diverse. I mean, not only does she do audio saucepan, but her fiber art is fabulous. And we chose, of course, pieces that speak to the environment in New Mexico primarily, and some to the culture in her work. And also, of course, her poetry, and she'll be doing a poetry workshop as one of our activities that goes along with the
right,
project.
Right, right. And now there are also people in the film who are not artists. You've got somebody who is ecologist talking about the Gila River and beautiful footage down there.
Right. Yes, I think she's considered the southern or southwestern or southeastern director of the New Mexico Nature Conservancy, and they put us up down at the Gila Riparian Preserve, and she took us around to both the Gila and the Mimbres Rivers and showed us what they're doing there to try and preserve watersheds, which, of course, is such a huge issue in New Mexico, water, obviously. We have Judith Phillips, who's written, many people will know her name because she was one of the pioneers of writing about drought tolerance in the Southwest right. and xeriscaping, and we're interviewing her because, of course, water is a huge issue for the state.
And then you've got somebody from the Valles Caldera, and it's
yes.
it was a very sweet segment in the film where basically talking about building visitor centers and campsites and things to make it accessible to the public, and I was watching this and just thinking it really takes all kinds of passionate people working in every walk of life to make the world go round.
Absolutely.
And these people are unsung people.
Yeah. Yeah, and what we found by doing this, because Catherine Harris also, who works at University of New Mexico, is a landscape architect, is that landscape architects, which is what Rourke at Valles Caldera is, have a lot of diverse things to do with, as you're saying, about ecology in a region and in the parks, etc. But I didn't realize that parks had landscape architects.
Right.
So, yeah.
We're talking about the Earth Chronicles project. Now, the film and the exhibition go together. The exhibition, which is just opening today at the Santa Fe Art Institute, so the artists featured in the film will be exhibiting their work there, or you have curated it and are putting their work up at the Institute.
Right. It's a wonderful opportunity as an artist to be able to curate also, because a lot of times we're on the other end of the spectrum, so I get to do both. I put both my work in and then the work of other environmental artists that we've interviewed in the documentary. So basically, this exhibition is unique in that it's driven by a documentary. The documentary inspires the exhibition. So people will come in and see a very eclectic mix of work, but that's the linkage, is that it's all inspired by the interviews that we did in the documentary.
And you have fiber arts and glass arts and all kinds of things that are somewhere in that supposed, I don't even believe in these categories, but arts and crafts.
Right.
You know, kind of spanning all those
yes.
areas.
Yeah, I don't believe in the categories either. Someone that was there doing a residency questioned that, and I feel like it's all art. If you go back to some of the primitive art, say from Nigeria or something, to me it's some of the finest art that's ever been done in the world.
Exactly.
So, and Stacy Neff and the New Mexico Experimental Glass Workshop were included because they were, not only is the work wonderful and innovative, but they work strictly with recycled glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So that's, again, part of the earth-friendly feature of your work. Tell us about your own work.
Well, my own work, my passion is ancient trees and native plants. I've seen so many places where the native is getting crowded out by non-native, and of course with water being an issue and just preserving the environment, I've been very disturbed by that. So that's my focus, and I happen to just adore ancient trees and forests. So being that I get to be the curator and the creator of where we go in this documentary, I always try to pick important places where there are ancient trees.
And what is the medium in which you work?
Well, I've worked in a variety of mediums. In this show, we don't have any of my oil over egg tempera work. They're all works on panel. There's colored pencil on acrylic ground on panel and graphite on panel.
So this film will be shown tonight. For people who don't come tonight, will they have an opportunity to see it at the exhibition at all? Or?
Yes, they will. It's actually our documentary process, because we've been working on this for over a year, and it'll probably be two and a half years before we feel like it's broadcast ready. So thus far, all of our documentaries have aired on PBS stations and FEC TV and at museums. So we have to get them to PBS length and all of that. So people are getting to see an intimate look into our process of building this documentary. So parts of it are extremely polished, and other parts we're still putting together.
Right.
But yes, there will be, not only will they be able to come and see it tonight, but there'll be a special screening for the New Mexico Nature Conservancy, because they're all excited about it. So there will be another opportunity. But they can also come to a viewing room in the exhibition space, where there'll be some chairs and they can sit and watch the documentary when they come to see the exhibit. So if they can't make it to the opening and the screening, they can sit and watch it in a smaller space.
Okay.
Yeah.
And eventually we will look forward to seeing this on PBS.
Yes, they've always have before, so I would suspect that this time, but we get them finished and then we present them to the PBS stations. So, yeah.
Excellent.
I would hope that it would air in New Mexico. Yeah.
Fran Hardy is producer of the documentary film Earth Chronicles Project, The Artist Process New Mexico, which is screening tonight at 6 o'clock at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And she's curator of the exhibition that will also be at the Art Institute until the 17th of May. For more information, you can go to earthchroniclesproject.com. Fran, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.